while chanting the holy name. One should not consider what is my post or what is my position and what situation of mind brings me prestige and respect from the people and all these things. One should completely become oblivious to the material designations and positions and formalities while taking darshan of the deity or while chanting the holy name or while studying the Bhagavata. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so impressed with that old Orissan woman who climbed on his shoulders. With great eagerness she took darshan. So, at least during the time of chanting, one should forget one's designations. By doing that, all the tasks of the services will not come in the mind. Because once you forget your material identity, along with that is drained out all the worries and anxieties of that post and position. Hatatrapa, he says. Nama anyanam tasya hatatrapa patan. Guhyani badrani kritani chasmaran. Guhyani means the Lord's name, form, past tense are very confidential. They are all auspicious and benedictory. Badrani. Kritani means his past times, his activities. Smaran, don't you remember that? And then he says, Gam Paryatan. Gam means the whole globe or the earth. Gam Paryatan. One should travel around. And Gam Paryatan. Tushtamana means, this is the second qualification. Completely satisfied with whatever Lord sends, whatever comes of its own accord. Tushtamana. Yadricha Labhasan Tushto. Whatever comes up is okay. Whatever little food, whatever clothing, whatever accommodation, whatever is available, God is sending, one should be satisfied without becoming anxious for accumulating more and more. Tushtamana, gata spraha, he says. Spraha means desire. Gata means one should be free from all desire. Somebody asked Prabhupada at the time of passing away, Swamiji, what is your one last desire? Prabhupada said, kuchichani. He said, no desire. Because whatever I wanted, Krishna has given me, more than what I wanted. So he was completely satisfied. Gataspraha. The devotee doesn't hanker for anything of this world. Tushtamana. Actually both are same only, but two times he is emphasizing. Tushtamana and Gataspraha. Completely satisfied and just free from all material desires. If one has Krishna, one will not want any thing else. There is a, if Krishna is there, Trishna is not there. If Trishna is there, then Krishna is not there. Krishna mana gataspraha. And then he says, kalam pratikshan. That means, while propagating Krishna's glories, what does devotee do? He is only waiting. Kalam pratikshan. Vimado means without any false pride. Vimatsaraha, without any envy or competition. I want to become like him, I want to have what he is having. So no unhealthy comparison, no competition, and no pride. Vimado, vimatsara. Five qualities explain that. First quality is hatatrapa, free from all material designation. Then tushtamana, completely satisfied in the mind. It is not agitated mind, but a calm and satisfied mind. And Tushtamana, Gataspraha means the heart that is free from all hankerings and desires. And then he is saying, Vimado means free from false pride, and Vimatsaraha means free from envy. So these five qualifications will help one to chant the holy names and to recite the Bhagavatam and remember the Lord's pastimes and the core of one's heart. And peacefully one can absorb oneself. The goal of all these five qualities that we practice is for complete absorption and transcendence in the spiritual world. In this way, Narada boy was wandering in the forest. This is actually called freedom in the material world. You know, just like the thieves are handcuffed and put in the jail, similarly, the living entity is handcuffed by material desires and hankering for sex life. The living entity is completely handcuffed and leg-cuffed. And he is like a thief arrested by the police. And because of that, he is constantly in a state of anxiety. Sada samudvigna yam asadgriha. Always in anxiety. But if one follows the footsteps of Narada Bhai, he will be a free bird. He will be joyful and he can peacefully chant the holy names, recite the Bhagavatam and observe the heart and mind and remembering the Lord's pastimes. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.